from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia coming back to wrap things up for a Tuesday evening. It has been a great show. We started things off with Luke Nichol, 2025 commitment to the University of Miami. We talked NIL with Dan LaForest. Alex Dono joined us to talk to about the University of Miami. We had Coach Charles Huff, the head coach at Marshall, talked a little bit about how they recruit Florida as well. Coach Rocco Casullo joined us from Coral Glades, and Coach Ice Harris from Booker T. Washington. And we closed things out with the newest commitment from the University of Miami, somebody who has really gotten it done all the way back to his sophomore year. As I said, the most recent commitment to the Hurricanes for 2025 is defensive back Amari Wallace, and he's kind enough to join us. Amari, thanks so much for taking the time on Tuesday, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. This is it's turning out to be Carl Gable's Miami Central. I mean, now you got, I think, 5 and 6 kids with you and Ezekiel Marcelin. Obviously, Baines there, Wesley Bassaint, Blunt. I mean, it goes on and on. I know that you've had a lot of the schools. I mean, there was a amount of, like, Alabama's and, you know, Auburn and schools like that. Now, what was special to you about the University of Miami? Was it for many of the reasons that I just mentioned, that you could stay close to home and still hang with all the guys that you hung with for the last 4 or 5 years?
I mean, no, I won't say that. What I would say is, it was more like a family, and it was more like a business. It was like more like a business decision. It's just like me playing with Ruben Bain, me playing with Wesley Bassaint. I played with Wesley for 1 year. I played with Ruben 2 years, and then they were telling me how the system it fits right with me because it's just like more like whatever they do, central do. So it's like I will adjust to the game so fast and so quick. So it's like for me, I would just say, it was more of me. It was just more of me making the decision for my parents, me staying down in Miami, me just going to Coral Gables, me just building a relationship with the whole UM staff, dealing with the head coach, dealing with the new DC. I mean, not the new DC, but with the new DB coach. It was just
right.
Amazing.
And to me, I mean, it's a decision because you see what's happening at the University of Miami. You know, most people who don't live here, maybe live out west or in the Midwest, see, well, Miami was 6-6 or Miami was 6-7. But they don't understand what's happened this offseason with the portal, with the recruiting class of 2024 that added a lot of talent, with you know, the offensive line that has gotten better, with the defensive front seven, which I mentioned before. You take a look at somebody like a Zaquan Patterson. Here's a kid who was in high school last year at this time, and he's being mentioned, you know, as one of the players that's going to help. How much did that play into the decision as well? Because, I mean, you could go anywhere and play a great schedule, but at Miami, there's a direction, and you could see things changing just in the offseason.
I mean, yes. Well, I say we need to try to make all the Miami kids stay down in Miami because we're trying to make Miami great again, and Miami will be great again. See, we have JoJo, we have Zaquan, we have guys that I played against, and that's in like we have guys I played against and guys that I played with. So we more on the side to try to make Miami great again.
Yeah. No doubt. Amari Wallace joining us, the newest 2025 recruit for the University of Miami. He's a commitment. And also, you take a look at the secondary. It's a secondary that's starting to build. Perhaps maybe you'll get plugged in there a lot sooner as if you went somewhere else, because that's one of the parts of the team right now that's, you know, not as far along as maybe the linebackers or the defensive front. How about that? Because, I mean, you got, as you mentioned, you got some talent back there, but you could be, you know, you walk in next year, coming in January, you could be a part of that by next spring.
I mean, yes. I mean, for what I say, we have a good secondary at Miami. I mean, at the University of Miami, you have all type of guys at Miami right now. Dealing with the linebackers-wise, you have great guys like that. And for EJ, for Ezekiel to come in to fill in that spot, and with the guy who already committed, I don't know his name, but I know he's talking about him. So it's like more of the fact we all just building Miami back up. Like, we all trying to bring Miami where they was and how they got a national championship.
Yeah, no doubt. You take a look at last year, frustrating year. Lost tough one to Gorman when you had to go out there and it was delayed by 2-3 hours. You lost both times in Norland by 3 points. Frustration because of the fact that if any of those games could have turned around, you guys could have been in contention for the national championship. How much did that drive you in the offseason to know that you were 10 points away from potentially a national title?
I mean, for what I say, me having that feeling I had last year and me of this year, that's me for this year, to not have that feeling never in my life again, never lose, because I was never growing up losing. I was never a loser. I was always a winner. One state my freshman year, won a state and a national championship, my 10th grade year, so I was never lose. I was never used to losing. And for what that pain I felt last year, and I worked so hard, and I'm working right now, and I'm trying to just be a leader for my team. I'm just trying to be there for my team. It's called sacrifice. I'm making sacrifices for my team. I'm just there for my team. Just like, all I care about right now is getting my team better, getting us back to the track of winning a state championship and a championship.
No doubt. Amari, I can't thank you enough for joining us. I appreciate you, man. We'll see you plenty. I know that the Rockets are going to be right back in the mix again this year. Great coaching, great players, and I appreciate you a lot, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, and I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Good stuff. Amari Wallace, who's the most recent University of Miami commitment for that class of 2025, which is growing every day. He had mentioned, you know, some of the guys in that class. We talked about Gerard Pringle, who we had on last week. Also, you take a look at some of the other players, that Zeke Marcelin, who's his teammate, somebody who's started since his freshman year, Elijah Melendez, who's another linebacker. So Miami's doing really well as far as recruiting. This year's going to be a big year, obviously, because there's a lot of expectations. Quite a few new parts were added. Don't forget, if you missed anything this evening, Just go to WQAM.com and go to where it says podcasts, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. You can listen to tonight. You can listen to over a couple of years. We've had great guests, and we're going to do it every Monday night during the summer. For Danny Garcia, we will see you next Monday. Have a great week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.